Explosive sex. Producers of valuable honey and pollinators of many crucial plants, the common honeybee, Apis mellifera, has been the subject of study and fascination for humans throughout recorded history. The unique sex life of these social insects is among their most intriguing aspects. Over 99% of female honeybees do not reproduce. They exist to help one female, the queen, reproduce. At any given time, there is only one queen in a beehive. She lays all of the eggs, which is a full-time job. She also determines whether an egg will be fertilized or not. Fertilized eggs develop into females. Unfertilized eggs develop into males. Wait, you might think it's the male that fertilizes the egg. Yes, it is the male sperm that fertilizes the egg. But in this case, a female, the queen bee, controls sperm delivery. Eventually, every hive must have a new queen. Sometimes the old queen dies. Other times, in a phenomenon known as swarming, the queen and a retinue of workers leave their current hive to start a new one. Whether the queen dies or leaves, a new queen must be produced. The remaining worker bees enlarge a few cells in the honeycomb that contain fertilized eggs laid by the old queen. The larvae that hatch from those eggs are fed special food that stimulates their growth and development into prospective queens. The first queen to pulpate and emerge from her royal chamber kills any other aspiring queens. She then leaves the hive for her mating flight. Males from all around get the message that a virgin queen is available and congregate around her. While in flight, she will mate with 15 to 20 males, and each coupling is an event. After a male manages to insert his penis into her vagina, he literally explodes, leaving not only his sperm, but also his sex organs, which drop out later, in the female. The process is repeated with other males, all of whom die as a result. The queen returns to the hive with a lifetime supply of sperm and sets about laying eggs. She will live for about 2 years and lay as many as 3,000 eggs each day. If she releases sperm, the eggs will be fertilized and develop into females who will devote their life to feeding her, maintaining the hive, foraging for nectar and pollen, and raising their sisters. An unfertilized egg develops into a male, who will hang around the hive doing nothing useful until he takes off to woo a virgin queen, an unlikely event. It is thus the queen's best interest to limit the number of males she produces. Natural selection has resulted in some amazing adaptations, none more so than those involved in reproduction. Sexual or asexual, bizarre or otherwise, the practices necessary for the continuation of a species must evolve to be advantageous for that species.